It took a year before Alaska Buds could sign a lease for a store in Bethel. Nick Miller is the owner, and he's already shipped all the furniture he needs to open up the shop.
I do have to find someone to actually put them together, but, you know, we shipped everything on the last barge, anticipating we would be open before the rivers opened up again.
The shop would sit in a brown building in Central Bethel on 3rd Avenue. But Miller needs to wrap up some final paperwork before he can open the doors. One item is a conditional use permit from Bethel's Planning Commission, and the other, a license from the Alaska Marijuana Control Board. Miller is also a member of that board as the industry representative, as is Bethel resident Mark Springer, who represents rural communities.
You know, I'm holding out hope that I'll make the February Marijuana Control Board meeting. And if I do, then we would open in March. And then if we don't make that board meeting, I'll just have to figure out how many more applications are in front of me and when I think I'll make the next meeting.
Should the paperwork go through, Bethel will be Alaska Bud's first expansion. Miller says his business will bring jobs, 8 local jobs at first.
And one would be a manager, one would be for inventory control, and then the remaining would be for sales.
Miller says they are already accepting applications through their website. Here's what they're looking for in an applicant.
They just have to be very outgoing and enjoy talking to people. A lot of the folks coming in have consumed marijuana for many years. Many consumed it in their early days and stopped, and now that it's become legal, they want to try it again.
So future employees will have to educate those customers on the many different strands of cannabis. About 1,000, Miller says. However, if Bethel residents want to learn the medicinal benefits of marijuana, Miller says they will have to go to other sources. Shop owners are banned from explaining any kind of medicinal benefit to customers. The Planning Commission meeting will be held at Bethel City Hall on January 10th and is open to the public. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.